mevatel, sometimes you need shishim, sometimes you need 61. So what's the secret? So the Rambam has everything as halacha. So the Rambam says, tal is only a din midirabbanon, it's only basa b'chol odirabbanon, so it's enough 59. When you're dealing with a real isa deraisa, then you need 60. When you're dealing with a beria, beitza is a beria, so we pass on like first the Gemara says shishim, then the Gemara says you need 61. And the first white line on Tzadik Chesem et al. Since you're dealing with a beria, so you need 61. Even though you're talking about the plate from the beria. You're not talking about the bien from the beria. The bien is a beria lebetela, period. It's not batel at all. You're talking about the tam from the beria. So because beria is lebetela, so the tam from the beria went machmas 61. So I was bothered with Akasha. But we paskan on the next daf that ain't begidden benois and tam, we paskan against the Mishnah. Gemara has it as machlekes hatanaim. The Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vav and Beis assumes that Gid Anosha does ask the tam. And the Gemara says on Tzadik Tes and Beis, we don't paskin like that. We paskin aim again when I send tam. So why does the Rambam quote the Mishnah that the Gid asks? So the answer is because the Shumaragin. The Shumaragin is not their rice. It's either the Rabban or it's only a minik. That was the case of Mishnah who claimed that the Gemara said on Tzadik Beis and Beis, Yisrael Kedoshim, no Gabo Isser. That the Shuma Nagid is not even an Isa de Rabbanon, it's only Asami Taminik. So if it's not their Isa, so why does, according to the Rambam, why does Shuma Nagid require Shishim? It should be enough with 59. So one of the boys pointed out, the Rambam himself asked the question. The Rambam says that really Shuma Nagid is only the Rabbanon, so it should really have been 59. But like Chal, but because Gid Anosh is a Beria, that's the first line on Kufa Menal. Because Gid Anosh is a berry, and if the Bien of the Gid would be mixed in with something else, it wouldn't be bottle at all. So here, so when Machmer and the Shuman Agid also, that the, not that it's Tarubis of Yavish, B'Yavish, can't identify it, no. When it gives Tam, so when Machmer to add on one, just like by Beitza is a berry, you say add on one, instead of 60, you need 61. So the Shuman Agid should have been 59, because it's only the Rabbana, so you add on one, it jacks it up to 60. That's what the Rambam himself, he asks the Kashin, gives the Teretz, okay? Is our up the Kashin. Very good. Then we had the Gemara on Tzadik Zayin on the base. We went through the Gemara quickly. Boy, Luhu, the Gemara had a sofik. A piece of chazer falls into a pot of soup. And then it's cooking there for a half an hour. And then I realize that by mistake, there's a piece of chazer. So I pull it out. And it's clear that the chazer is now removed. Let's say all the others are meatballs, and this is a piece of raw meat. So it's clear that the meatballs are kosher and the raw meat is the nevela, is the chaza. I took it out. So the Gemara wants to know, do you have to have shishim keneged, the whole piece of chaza, or can you approximate how much tam possibly came out from the chaza? So the Gemara says, no, but the day misharin, and you have to measure shishim keneged, the whole piece, and how will you ever know? You can never figure out. How can you ascertain how much tam came out? So because it's a suffix, you have to always go L'chumr. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he discusses the following situation. This is relevant halacha l'maisa. Comes up every day in the year in industrial kashrus. In Yerudeya, there's a discussion. We didn't learn that gemara yet. That's a gemara in Zochim. Yerudeya, there's a discussion that if you have a pot and you're cooking fleishiks and by mistake someone pours some milk on the outside of the pot, so you have to be concerned about the possibility maybe the milk goes through and through. Some of the Rishonim understood, the Aguda learns, Aguda is the Talmud of the Rosh, Aguda learns that was a Sofik in the Gemara and Zvachim, whether a Blia can go through and through a pot. Today, Lemaisa, we know by stainless steel, it does not go through and through. But we didn't yet arrange the conference of all the rabbis of the world to decide that we're going to adopt such a position, that on stainless steel pots, we should really adopt that it's not Bolei at all. And for sure, the Blia doesn't go through and through. So when we'll have that convention, we'll discuss it. Okay. So it's still machmer. We have to still act as if the dinim and the shulchan aruch still apply to our pots. Maybe the blia goes through and through. So the shaila is, let's say, 5 drops of milk. I know exactly, a spoonful of milk spilled on the outside of the pot. So how much milk do you have to be concerned went through and through? So the Gemara says, keneged kula misharinan. Because you can't measure keneged ma'idinofik b'nei, because b'nei adina kamenofik b'nei. You'll never know. So Moshe argues the point and he says he doesn't think it's correct. He thinks the only time the Gemara makes such a statement is when you have a double gush. when you have a piece of meat or you have a piece of trefa, a solid piece of something, a dovagush fell into reitiv, and then you took it out and you threw it out in the garbage or you fed it to the dog. So you don't know how much tam it was maflit. So you have to measure. Keneged kulo, maybe it gave out tam. Maybe all the juice from the thing, that whole volume of tam, was nispashet in the kedayr. But if you're talking about a dovalach, a liquid, so how can you say I had a spoonful of milk and I know that 99% of the spoonful of milk is still on the outside of the pot, so I wipe it off. So how much milk could possibly have gone through and through? We know the truth of the matter. None of the milk went through and through. But we're chayshish, we act as if the milk did go through. So how much could it be? You don't have to measure keneged kuli. You have to measure keneged how much could it be? One drop? Two drops? You don't have to measure keneged kuli. Say the shayla comes up every day of the year. People are still tumbling about this. Sometimes they send ships from the Far East with oil, different kinds of kosher oil, and on the same ship, once in a long while, they have, and the oils are kept warm. The oils are heated up, because if they won't heat them up, so it's going to solidify. They want it to remain in a liquid state. So the oils are hot, and right next to the oils, they have a tanker, a container, that has a trefe chaza schmaltz. From the Far East to America, they never bring trefe schmaltz. We have more than enough trefe schmaltz in America. They bring oils, they bring palm oil and other kinds of oil. But when the boat lands in America, boat lands in the United States, and they empty out some of the holders, some of the containers that have the kosher oil, so sometimes it's going from one port to the other in America, so sometimes they'll put on some trefe chaza schmaltz till it goes to the next port, and then they'll deliver it from one port to the other. So this is a question, do you have to be concerned that maybe all of this liquid trefe schmaltz went through the containers the size of this room? You have two containers the size of this room, and the wall separating between them is less than half an inch thick. So there's a chashash that blia goes through. So how much blia could go through already that is not going to be bottled b'shishim? You're going to have 1,000 gallons of the trefe schmaltz is going to have to go through. Did 1,000 gallons disappear from the other side? You look, when you started the trip, the chaza, the trefa liquid, the chaza schmaltz was all the way up to the top. When you finished the trip, it's right to all the way up to the top. It didn't go down so much, and if it did go down, it's probably due to evaporation. But nothing evaporated, it's still the same height. So how much could it possibly be that went through to the other side? So that's what Moshe Feinstein writes in his Sefer. By liquid, you can say, you have to measure keneged kulo. You have to be concerned, maybe all of so much of the trefis, the trefa liquid on this side of this wall that's less than a quarter of an inch thick, maybe so much trefa liquid went through to the other side that you don't have shishim in the kosher liquid against the trefa liquid. That's ridiculous. That's why Moshe writes, when you're dealing with a davar lach, you don't have to measure keneged kulo. You know it's not so. You don't have to measure. You have to be mishayer. You have to guess kama nafik mineh. Kama nafik mineh is next to nothing. Next to nothing is going to be nafik mineh. He had a dispute with his brother about this. Moshe had a brother in Europe who was also supposed to be a very big Talmid Chacham. So someone published a collection, someone from the family published a collection of Divrei Torah, mostly letters of Divrei Torah by the brother of Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he disagreed with Rav Moshe on this, but Rav Moshe's tshuvas were, Rav Moshe was a Rav in America, so his tshuvas were accepted. The brother died in Europe. Okay, so we started the Gemara at Tzadik Ches Amin Aleph, where the Gemara quotes the two Amoraim, two students of Rabbi Shua Malevi. They're both saying over in his name two different versions of what he said. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba says one thing in the name of Rabbi Shua Malevi, Mishum Bar Kapora, that all these Surah Mabbi Shishim, and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba Yitzchok says over differently. Name Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Kalusim Shabbatar B'meya. Which is it? Is it B'shishim or B'meya? So the Gemara says everything is learned out from Zerah B'Shela. What's the story with Zerah B'Shela? So the assumption is that you cook together Zerah B'Shela together with the rest of the Shalmei Nozer. The Shalmei Nozer is Mutter Le Yisraelim, and Zerah B'Shela is only Mutter Le Kohanim. So if you're going to cook it together, isn't the Zerah B'Shela going to give a tam and a sinas tam into the rest of the flesh? So how can the Yisraelim eat the rest of the flesh? So Tosis says right away, what kind of a question is that? It's min b'mino. This is flesh and this is flesh. Min b'mino is batel b'roiv min haTorah. And you're talking about a pasuk in Chumash. The whole requirement for shishim is only midrabban exera min b'mino otam min m'sheina mino. On the assumption that Tam Kikar is deraisa. If the old Tam Kikar is deraisa, so you need shishim by min m'sheina mino. So it makes sense to make exera derabban that min b'mino need shishim otam min m'sheina mino. So that's what Tosfos asks on the Gemara. What's the whole question in the Gemara? How can the Israeli meet the rest of this of the Shalmei Nozir? What's with the Tam that comes from the Zerah B'Shem? On the level of the Reis B'Chlal, there's no problem. So Tosfos says that is correct. The whole Gemara is only an Asmachta Midrabban. On the level of the Reis, there is no problem. And they keep on, Tosfos keeps on repeating it. Omer Aleph on base, a few times they keep on repeating. And Rashi keeps on repeating, no, this is a real Yalfusa. But whenever you have lach balach, you always need shishim. Mim, it doesn't make a difference. And after you have yeshishim, or yameya, that's the question here, is it shishim or meya? So after you have yeshishim or yameya, then we roll up our sleeves and we start a whole conversation, we start a discussion. What's the din if it's mim, shein, amino, and it's still nice and tam, past shishim? We just say tam kikar is the raisa, the rabban. That's really a tam koldahu. That's what Tosis Taina is, the bottom Tosis Rav Amar. That's really a tam koldahu. The Nesinus Tam, the faint flavor that you can taste pes shishim or pes meya, that's when you have a whole discussion with the tam kika deraisa. That's what Tosis says is tamua. Then Rashi insists that even the whole topic of bim emina, whether b'mashu or not b'mashu, that's after shishim. Calls man, you don't have shishim. All the Tanoim agree that it's also. So Tosis says they never heard of such a thing. So naim aisa. That mim mina lach balach, you need shishim ameya min haTorah. Min haTorah, it's enough if you have 51% is heter, and 49% is isin. It's all mim mina. It's all lach balach. So min haTorah, it's all bottle. But Rashi insists not so. Rashi says we're talking this adrosha gemura on the level of the raisa that you have to have either shishim ameya. What's the issue? Whether you need so, which is it? What is the ratio between the zerah b'sheilo and the rest of the ale knows that? What is the ratio? Is it 1 to 60 or is it 1 to 100? So Gemara says it depends whether you measure basa lahadi basar or basa batzamas bahadi basa batzamas. If you measure basa can I get basar, then in the Zeraya B'Sheila there's much more bone and there's much less basar. So it's going to be, if you're going to measure basar of Basar Zeraya B'Sheila as opposed to the basar of the rest of the El Nozir of the Shalmei Nozir, it's going to be Echad B'Shishim. But if you measure basa batzamas lahadi basa batzamas, then you're going to only have shishim. It's only going to have shishim. Why in the world should you measure atzomas? Why do you have to be mevatel the atzomas of the Yisr? So that's what we said. There are more paskins la locha that chaticha nas nebele bishari surim. What does it mean? So we have the Chavos Das pointed out, and the Shulchan Aruch points out bemis. It doesn't mean that the heter is nepach lias Yisr. That the vegetable soup converts to become nevela. How can vegetable soup be chazer? How can it be nevela? It's vegetable soup. It's impossible. So all it means is that it's not sufficient to get that bitl b'shishim is a formality. And you have to have shishim. It's not enough to calculate shishim keneged the yisa. You have to calculate shishim keneged the whole carrier of the yisa. Mistaber that this whole din is only with the rabbana. The carrier of the Yisr, what kind of a din is that? You only have to be Mevatla Yisr. Why do you have to be Mevatla carrier of the Yisr? So the Pashtus is like the Shach Paskin over there. Shach Paskin like Rov HaRishonim. The Rebbe Kivega pointed out that Tosfos on Kuf Amud Beis obviously thinks not so. The top Tosfos thinks that it's a din min haTorah. Chaticha Nasmel B'Shar Yisrim is min haTorah. But we don't accept that opinion. We Paskin like the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim that Chaticha Nasmel B'Shar Yisrim is only with the Rabban. So here the Gemara is saying Shatz Svar. Either on the level of the rice, on the level of the bottom, that bas of atzamas lebahari bas of atzamas misharinon. When the zera b'sheila is cooking together in the pot, the zera b'sheila is asa lezarim, and the rest of the shalmei nozer, the rest of the el nozer is mutal lezarim. So the Gemara says when you calculate the sheer bitl, you have to calculate not only keneged the baser on the zera b'sheila, you have to calculate keneged the etzim, but the etzim al pidin is never aser. Let's say whenever you have a behemoth tmeya, you have a chazir. So the halacha says only the besar behemoth tmeya is asa. The gidn batzomis are not asa. When you have a nevela, when you have a trefa, only the basar is asa. The gidn batzomis is always mutter. Unless you have an etzim sheish ba moyach, if you have marrow inside the bone, So the Mayach Shebetarach Ha'etzem, that's Mamish Dina Kibosa. That's what the Gemara says. When you have a carbon that's Nifsal Balina, you left it overnight Nifsal Balina, do you have to burn the bones? You have a Sarafta Sanaisa Beish. When you have to burn the leftover carbon, you have to burn the bones. So the Gemara says, if there's Mayach inside the bones, so the Mayach Shebetarach Ha'etzem is Dina Kibosa. So then you have to burn the bones. If there's no Mayach inside the bones, so you don't have to burn bones. Bones themselves are not Basar. The din of Noisar is only chal on Bisar HaKarbon. It's not chal on the Gidin. Ain't the Gidin Menois and Tam. So the Gid is not Dina Kibosa. That Somas and the Kanaim and the Tlofim, all these things are not Dina Kibosa. You had a whole sif in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara in the end of Kol HaBosa. All the different parts of the animal that are not fleshy. It's not Dina Kibosa. The Kanaim, Gidin, Tlofim, Etzem. All these things are not Dina Kibosa. So nonetheless, the Gemara says, you have to measure the bitl kenega, the whole carrier of the Isser, and this is the natural carrier of the Isser, is the etzem that has the Zeroy B'Shela as an etzem that has basar on it. One can argue the point and say, yeah, that's a carrier of the Isser. You can say that this is a real din deraisa. Rashi learns the whole sugi is a din deraisa. You can say this is a din deraisa, v'chaticha nasreel v'sharisem, still only a din derabbanan. Why? Because this is the natural carrier of the Isser. That's the way the animal grows. It grows with Ezra B'Sheila, with Basar on top of Ezra. So that's called the carrier of the Yisr. But if a little bit of Chazer fell into a pot of vegetable soup and you don't have Shishim, so all the vegetable soup is Asar, and then a little bit of vegetable soup falls into another pot. So you're going to tell me you need Shishim Kenega, the whole carrier of the Yisr. Is that really called the carrier of the Yisr? B'mikra, it happens that the Chazer Shmaltz fell into the vegetable soup and you didn't have Shishim, so the vegetable soup is now the carrier of the Yisr. But it's not a natural carrier of the Yisr, not the same as Basar Atzamas over here. So there's room to distinguish, even if you hold over here, even if you hold that Agamar is a Dimin HaTorah, that you have to calculate the sheer bitl, keneged shishim, is to be measured, keneged basar, the etzem, even though the etzem is mutter, because the etzem is the carrier of the Yisr, still doesn't necessarily follow that when it's an artificial carrier of the Yisr, it's not a natural carrier, it didn't grow together naturally, doesn't necessarily follow that there also you'll need Shishim Kenegdo. Yeah. How do we paskan halacha lamaisa? You only measure. So there's a whole discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, different opinions in the Rishonim. How do you paskan? Some of the Rishonim are of the opinion that not only do you not have to have Shishim Kenegdo, the etzim that has the Yisr on it, but the etzim of the Yisr is mitzdar for all the atzomas of the heftah to be mevatel b'shishim. That's what it should have been. That's what the pashtus should have been. The atzmas of Yisr should be mitzdar from with the atzmas haheter to constitute shishim to be mevatel tam of the b'sar ha'Yisr, because the b'sar ha'Yisr is mispashit all over the place. So the b'sar ha'Yisr is mispashit into the b'sar haheter and into whatever reitav there is, whatever soup, that is misarev. It gets mixed in into all of the bones also. So the bones of Heter and the bones of Isa, everything should be mitzdarf together to constitute the shish. So the different opinions in Yeriday, how we paskan l'aloch. The Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi has more shitas, and the Bavli only quote two shitas. The Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi has more shitas. So based on that Yerushalmi, that's why there are different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch had a paskan. So what did the Gemara say now? These were the two versions of what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said in the name of Bar Kappara. Bar Kappara was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Anossi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is also around the same time. He's also a Talmud. Bar Kappara was an older Talmud. So there were two versions. What did he say? Did he say you have to calculate bitul keneged basa ve'etzem or only keneged basa? If it's only keneged basa, you have meya, because there isn't that much basa. If it's keneged basa ve'etzem, then you only have shisha. So that's where you get this machlekes ha'tanim. So again, Tei says the whole thing is clearly only an asmachta. And what is it? Because the whole thing is mibbeminim and atar. Of course, it's batel b'roiv. There's nothing to discuss. So according to Tosis, what is it an asmachta for? So Tosis says pashup shat. Normally, an iser is the maximum. A normal iser is nice and tam is either meyer or shishim. Probably there's a very slight faint in sinas tam between shishim and meyer. So that's a machlekes hatanaim over here. The two versions whether that's called in sinas tam. If you have a very faint in sinas tam, it doesn't count. A faint in sinas tam is asur. So that's the machlokes where they draw the line. What's considered such an insignificant in sinas tam that you have right to ignore it? Can't be a machlokes in mitzias. Why don't they just experiment and have 100 people taste it and see if it has the sinas tam? Mistama, they did experiments. And mistama between shishim and meyor, it gives a very faint sinas tam. That's machlokes whether that counts. You have to meyor. Also, has a slight sinas tam, but it's even less than between shishim and meyor. So that's machlokes. Where should you draw the line? So according to Tosfos, the Gemara just having machlokes hatanoim, machlokes amaraim. How faint does the tam have to be that we have a right to ignore it and it's not considered in the sinas tam? Unless you have tavlin or unless you have milsa davida letaima, then it gives a significant in the sinas tam, even pershishim. So that, of course, is going to be awesome. But a faint in the sinas tam doesn't count. So that's machlokes, how faint does it have to be? Okay. And according to Rashi, it's not so. Rashi learns, no, it's talking about real din daraisa. Whenever you have lach palach, you really need either shishim or meya before you begin to discuss what. Whether mim and minim and masha, whether begin before you begin to discuss whether tam kika deraisa derabban. Yeah. So then the Gemara asks Akasha, how can you derive from this parsha of Zerai B'Shela to Kola Terakula? We have a klal mechidish le'afina. What's the definition of a chidish? What's the difference what the definition of a chidish is? Is chidish a modern word? A bacha says a shtikultar, it says a chidish. So a Yiddish expression. Is chidish. Does Chiddush have a technical status al pidin? So we have one of the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatar and Adresh is Medav Shoy Bechlal Yotza. What are the Yud Gimel Midrash? I forgot already. Anybody have a siddur?
Yeah.
Yotza Lid Medav HaChadosh. Yeah, so Gemara in the first parak in Yevam is Dan Zayin. The Gemara has Davashay Bechlal, but Yotze Lidin Bedava HaChadosh. A certain din was included in another parasha. And then I have a pasuk that tells me it's Yotze Lidin Bedava HaChadosh as a Chiddush. Yatu Yoch Lachziru Lachlaloi, Ashachsreno Akosim Lachlal Befevish. So that's a discussion in Tosfos in the first parak in Yevam is on Dav Zayin. What's the definition of a Dav HaChadosh? That's chiddush is a technical term. So what does it mean chiddush? The Tosfos says anandav davar hasoyser es haklal, something that's an exception to the rule. Like the Gemara says, we discussed already. Eid zayim is a chiddush. Why is eid zayim is a chiddush? Because eid zayim is basically trey. So the Gemara says every case of two eidim say harag, two eidim say loy harag. So the Gemara says my chos is the tzais lahani, tzais lahani. Why do you believe the second pair of witnesses? Maybe you should believe the first pair of witnesses. So it's a chiddush that you believe the second pair of witnesses. So that's called the dvar chiddush, dvar asoses haklal. Every case of eid zayim should really be trey. And the halacha says that here we follow the second pair of witnesses. So the Gemara says over here that and that's why we have a rule, mechiddush le'afinam. Whenever you have a parsha that has 100 dinim in it, and one of the dinim is a chiddush, so not only can you not, normally when you have different parshias in the Torah, so we always learn midin echad lachaver. You learn a mamatzina, you learn a binyanav. Let's say it says by the Mishkan, it says that you have to use atzei shita momdim for the krushim. So there has to be keder kedilosim. So the Gemara learns that from the karshe ha-mishkan, that the same is true regarding the dal minim shebelulav. You have to hold them all keder kedilosim. Why we assume that all the dinim in the Torah fit into one big pattern? But that's only if you don't know one way or the other. What if I know that this din is kula chiddush? This din is davar seisa saklal. So we know mechiddush le'afinon. Not only mechiddush le'afinon, you cannot take the chiddush and extend it to apply to other cases. This is the chiddush. You have a parsha that has 100 dinim, and one of the dinim is a chiddush. You have no right to learn out from the other 99 dinim to kula terakula, because just like one of the 100 dinim is a chiddush, maybe the other 99 are also a chiddush. That's what the Gemara says over here. Umi yafinon mino in the middle of tzadik chesam and beis. And how can Rabbi Shimon ben Levi say on Amud Aleph that you derive from the parshas Zerai B'Shela to Kol HaTerukula Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah? Simple reading of the Gemara sounds like Rashi. Sounds like you're really dealing with the real Yafusa Deraisa. According to Tosfos and Asmachta, so you have to be so medactic in the Asmachtas. That's what Tosfos writes in other Masechtas. Whenever something is only an Asmachta, so the Gemara is not going to be so medayik about all the detail. Asmachta is just Lezich and Dvar Mi'alma. So the simple mashmos of the Gemara is banging away over here. How can you learn now? It sounds like it's a real drashi Gemara, like Rashi sheet over here. So frek the Gemara miyalfinim, and how can you derive anything from the parsha of Zerai B'Shela? Zerai B'Shela has 100 dinim, but I know that one of the dinim zeh het habo mechlal iser is one aspect of the parsha that's a chiddush. So first the Gemara thought, Zehu lemutei mai. What does it mean? That the Zehu het habam chalais. In the parsha of Zerah B'Sheila, something is a chiddush. So the Gemara first thought, lemutei mai. What does it mean? Lav lemutei kol esrim shabater. Probably over here, it's enough with shishim and meya. And kol atar kula, you need more than shishma, you need more than meya. So how can you derive from here to other parshias? The Braisa says that it's a chiddush. So Abayi says no. What that Braisa means is that one of the other dinim, there are 100 dinim in the parsha, one of the other dinim is a chiddush. But not that this din of shishim and meya is a chiddush. I'm Abayi la nitzach ela the Rabbi Yudim. Abayi says a pshat, and Rabbi says a pshat, and Rabbina says a pshat. The Gemara is going to have three interpretations. All three are saying that the Braisa that says zeh hatavav machlalisa doesn't mean that only over here is an exception, it's a chiddush, that it's an exception to the rule that it's enough with shishim and meya. And all other cases, you need more than shishim, you need more than meya. No. Zeh hatavav machlalisa goes on something else. What does it go on? So Abayi learns it goes on libid Rabbi Yudim. That Rabbi Yudah holds in generally mimino le batel. Kamashma on the hacha batel. Here in this parsha, the Torah tells you you cook together the Zerah B'Sheila with the rest of the Bisar Ha'ayil, with the Shalmei Nazir. And it should have really been, mim b'min, it should have been b'mashuhu. And nonetheless, this is an exception to the rule. So, Fregmar Kasha v'ligma minei. What's the Kasha v'ligma minei? So, how does Rabbi Yudah know that mimimim is b'mashu? Learn out from here that mimimim is batal b'shishim or batal b'meya. You have two psukim over here that contradict each other. So that's what the Gemara answers. Go there, chamar, v'lokach midam apar, midam asoer. Chavai b'hadi hadodi ninu v'loi b'teli. You have two psukim that contradict each other. Here by Zerah B'Sheila you see that mimiminoi is batal, because the non-Kohanim are permitted to eat the rest of the korban. And there it says, V'lokach ha-kohen, v'lokach midam apar, midam asoer, hadovi yadua, the dam apar is meruba midam asoer. So when the Kohen Gadol is going to do the hazua, sachas ma'ala v'sheva l'mato, that he does differently, that he does separately, the dam apar, midam asoer. But when in ma'arvin l'kronis, when he does this week on the karnis ha-mizbech ha-pnima, and the mizbech ha-ktoiris, then the Gemara is assuming ba'arvin lekranus. That's a machlokes satanaim. They mix together the dam apar and dam asoyer, or do you do the hazua separately? So we assume ma'arvin lekranus. You do mix the dam together. So Gemara asks, when you mix it together, so the dam asoyer is less than 50%, so it should be batal. So it should be considered as if it's not there. So how is the kain gadol yotze the zrika of the dam asoyer on the mizbeach apnimi if it's batal b'roif? So the answer is that mimimina is b'mashu. But so you have shnei suvim amakrishim zezet. You have on the one hand this pasuk, "V'lokach midam apar midam asoer by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur," indicates that mimimino b'mashu. Then you have the parsha of Zerah B'Sheila indicates that mimimino is not b'mashu. So how does Rabbi Yudah know to learn out from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur lechumre? Maybe you should go lekule. So Tosfos says, what kind of a question is that? If you're discussing, you have two psukim in the Chumash. One pasuk says there's one parsha where mimimino is bottled. The other parsha mimimino is not bottled. And try to learn out to call out Tarkula from one or the other. So, why do you have a right to learn out from either? The answer is that's the principle of Mamatzino. That's the Binyanah. We assume all the dinim and the Torah fit into one big pattern. So, why does the Gemara ask, how do you know which one to learn out from? It should be a dead giveaway. The din should be, Kol hechadika lakushi luchumra, lukula luchumra makshinon. That's Tosis Kasha Maichazis. Tosis quotes the Gemara has that klal in Yevamos. Kol hechadika lakushi luchumra, lukula. So Rabbi Yudah is good. The Rabbi Yudah says you should learn out from the pasuk, "V'lokach midam apar midam asoer," that's luchumer. So Tosis says the only time that's a question, what's the nature of that din? Kalecha dika lakusha luchumer lekula luchumer makshinon. Is that b'toras vaday, or is that one of the midrash turned at reshes pem, or is that b'toras sofi because faker deraisa luchumer? So there are 2 days in the Rishonim about that. It does make a difference. It's still a kasha over here. Why does the Gemara pose it as a question? Why does Rabbi Yudah learn out from V'lokach Midama Apar Midama? So why doesn't he learn out from Zerah B'Sheila? I'll tell you what the answer is. Because L'kul L'chumer, L'chumer Makshin, either B'Torah Zvad or B'Torah Sofik. So Tosfos says, no, here it wouldn't apply. The only time you say L'chumer Makshinon, should you learn out from A, learn out from B, so learn out from the Mahalach that's L'chumer. So Tosfos says, that's only if there's no way to reinterpret the steer between the two psukim. Here there's a simple solution. Don't interpret v'lokach midam apor midam asur that is telling me mimimina b'mashu. Then you're going to have a contradiction between the two psukim. Say that la'olam you learn from Zohar b'sheila that mimimina is bottled. Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rabbanon. And the pshat v'lokach midam apor midam asur means that mikan la'olam she'me batal zezeh. That's how the Rabbanon interpret the pasuk. They don't say like Rabbi Yehuda. Mikan l'mimimina she'me batal zezeh. If you're going to say it goes on Mimina, then you have a steer between the two psukim. Say it doesn't go on Mimina, say it goes on Olin. So maybe you're not even faced with any conflict. That was the Gemara's question. My chazis, why did you decide? My chazis, the Gemara mehech ligma mihai. Why did you decide? Why did Rabbi Yehuda decide to learn from the pasuk on Kengol on Yom Kippur? Why doesn't he learn from the other pasuk from Zohar B'Shele? The Mimina is book. So the Gemara says, you can't learn from Zohar B'Shele because Chidushu Mechidush Lo Yafina. What do you mean Chidushu? You have 100 dinim in the parasha. One of them for sure is a Chidush. So even the other 99, you also have to be concerned. Maybe it's a Chidush. What's the Chidush? What is the one din of the 100 dinim of the Zohar B'Shele? That's a Chidush. So this was the machlokes that the Shach quoted in the Yoridea. So the Ravid learned, and you pointed out that Rashi, perhaps a lot of Rishonim seem to learn, the Chiddush is that normally Eim Avatanisa Lachatchil is a din deraisa, and here the Torah permits it. Here the Torah says you cook together the Zohar B'Shele together with the El Nozer. So here we allow Mevatanisa Lachatchil. The other Rishonim hold that Eim Avatanisa Lachatchil to begin with was only Nisa de Rabban, and that's how the Shach paskins. So what does the Gemara say? What is the one din of the 100 dinim that's a chiddush? The one din is that it's a mitzvah lechatchila, not that it's mutter to be mevatel. Mutter to be mevatel, man, the Torah, it's always mutter. It means that it's a mitzvah to mix in, that you never have in Kol HaTorah, because it's a mitzvah to cook isa with heta together. So that's a chiddush. So the Gemara says, whenever you have 100 dinim in the parshim, one din is a chiddush, you already can't learn out from any of the other dinim either. So that's why, since you have a chiddush lehokel, you have a chiddush lahakel in the parsha of Zohar B'Shele. The chiddush lahakel is either that mevatel nisa lachatchila, or it's a mitzvah mevatel nisa lachatchila. So clearly, it's a chiddush lahakel. So therefore, you cannot learn out from that parsha that min b'mina will be bottled. You have the shnei ksuvim amakrishim zeh. On the one hand, you have lokach midam apar midam asai, seems to imply that min b'mina loy bottle. And here by Zohar B'Shele, it sounds like min b'mina is bottle. So we say, just like a mevatel nisa lachatchila is a chiddush by the Zohar B'Shele, so this din that mimimim is bottle is also a yotzei min haklal. That's not the klal, that's a yotzei min haklal. By avodas Yom Kippur, you don't see that anything is a chiddush. It's a chiddush the fact that you need the kohen gadol to do the avoda, but Tosfos says in Yevamos, that's not called a chiddush. A din that I would never think of on my own, if I think for a million years, I would never think on my own. That's not called a chiddush. Chiddush by definition means davar seiser is haklal, something that's an exception to the rule. The pasuk says you need a kohen gadol for avodas Yom Kippur. That's not called a chiddush. That's, we would call it a chiddush, a thing that I would never know on my own. That's not technically, as far as the technicality of usage of the term chiddush, it's not called a chiddush. So this is called a chiddush. The Gemara says, "Mechiddush lo yafinan." Since Parshas Zohar B'Shele has a chiddush with respect to Emavat and Nisal Chatchila, so the other din that Minamina is Bakul is also a chiddush and mechiddush lo yafinan. So the Gemara asks the Kashi Yehochi. So how can you learn that Me'a V'Shishim from here to Kol HaTarkul Loi Ligmar? Sounds like Rashi, that the Gemara is really learning out on the level of the Rashi. According to Tais, everything is just an Asmachta. What's the whole question? According to Rashi, it's a very good question. He just said, Mechidish Le'afinu, and if you have a parasha that has 100 dinim, and one din is a chidish. Now we just said that two dinim are a chidish. One din that Mimimino is not bottle, the Rabbi Yehuda, and the second din that the Emavatel Yisrael HaTchila doesn't apply. It's a mitzvah Emavatel Yisrael HaTchila. So maybe the third din that it says over here, the Kol Yisrael Shabbatara, Batal B'Shishim Abimeya, how can you learn that from here to Kol HaTarkula? Maybe in Kol HaTarkula it's even also after Shishim, after Meya, maybe over here. This too is a Chiddush. V'Gmar Kashi Hachil Meya L'Shishim Nami Lo Ligmar. And for the Gemara, no, that rule that if you have a Parsha that has 100 dinim, and one or two of the dinim are clearly a Chiddush, clearly Yotzim and Aklal, you have to be Choshed. You have to suspect maybe the remaining 99 and the remaining 98 dinim are also chiddush, and you can't learn a chiddush le'afinan. The Gemara says that's only if it's a chiddush in the same direction. The Gemara says over here, atvana lekula gamrina. What are we learning out? The one or two chiddushim that you have in the parashas Zohar B'Shele, one chiddush is that Mim Amin is not the Mashu. The second, that's according to Rabbi Yudin. The second Chiddush, according to Rabbanon, the Reim Abatanis L'chatchila doesn't apply in whatever form we're talking about over here. So that one or two Chiddushim that it has are Chiddushim L'hakel. Now he's trying to learn out, L'hachmir, that in Kol HaTerekula you shouldn't say Bitl B'roiv. You need more than a simple Roiv. You shouldn't say if you have 51% of Heter and 49% of Iser, it should be Mutter. The Gemara says, Ato anan lekula gaminan. Are we trying to derive from Zerah B'sheli Shishma Meir, that's a kula, that you say just like the other one or two dinam are the other two kulas, our chiddush so to this kula is also a chiddush? No. Lechumer gaminan. We're trying to learn out a chumer from here, namely, midderaisa beruba bottle. Really, everything should really be bottle. Chad betray, 51% heter should be bottle. And it's a chiddush. And it's a chiddush lechumer. The Torah teach me, not a chiddush, not davar says it's a klal. The Torah tell me a din that is not bottled over here, that you need shishim, that you need mayo. So that's a chumrah. So if a parsha has 100 dinim, one or two are chidushim lahokel, it is acceptable. It is legitimate to learn out a chumrah that it says not parsha. He may learn to other parshias. There's a Tosis in Sanhedrin. A Tosis writes not so. So Rabbi Kivega writes that it's against this gemara. Tosis says that just like if a parsha has one din lahokel, that's a chiddush, that any other din that it has, even a din lahachmer, also you can't learn out to other areas. It's also called a chiddush. Rabbi Kivega says, not so. It's against our Gemara. That's a good tetaina against Tosis. Tosis writes it like an abstract klal. It's talk against our Gemara. What does Abayi say over here? Mele shish na'ala, gaminan. Are we learning out Shisha Mimeya is a kula? No, Luchumer Gaminon. If not for this pasuk, I would have thought Mederaisa Beruba Bottle. I would have thought that everything is bottle Chad Betray. If you have 51% Heter, the Issa will be bottle. So this pasuk tells me that you don't say like that. That you need Shisha Mimeya. Yes, so the simple reading of the Gemara is that there is no din of Tam Kiker. Abai is talking about Mim Mimina. The pasuk happens to be talking about Mim Mimina. But the simple reading of the Gemara is that that the rice, everything should really be bottle chad betray. And this pasuk is telling me a chumra, not telling me a kulz, telling me a chumra that sometimes you need meya or sometimes you need shisha. Sounds like the basic din should have been that chad betray is bottle. So that's what Abai interprets in that brisa. The brisa that says, Zeu het abo mechlaliser. Abai says it doesn't go on the requirement for shishim and meyo, that this is the only place we would make all, and call this Shurim Shabbat Torah, we would say the shishim and meyo is not sufficient. Now, Zer HaTabam HaChalalisar goes on Rabbi Yudah's shita. The Rabbi Yudah holds in Kol HaTorah Kula Min Mimina Mimashu, and this pasuk is an exception to the rule. That's a good taina. Where's the Tosis? The long Tosis. The Tosis says like that. Oh, that was one of their rayas.
Yeah, the beginning of the
Mm. So you say just like Rabbi Yudah holds. I don't know. Sounds like a good kasha. I don't know. We got to go through the Tosis again. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So Nachum also Abaye interprets the advice Zeu het abo mechlaliser, that it's not going on the shishim emeir, that this parsha is Rebbe Shel is the only case where we allow bitl b'shishim emeir. It goes on mim emeinu b'mashu. They call it Torah kolim emeinu b'mashu, and here it's an exception to the rule. Rav Amar Natzol in this chalat tam kikah the bekot shemosa kamash malon the hocha shori. How does Rav interpret? La nitzucha ela letam ki iker de bekotchim osur. So Tosis says tam ki iker is always on mim b'shein emina. This doch mim b'minoi. So what in the world is going on here? It's a hapella. So Tosis says that everything is only an asmachta. But Rashi happens learns it's a real drashig gemara over here. So how does Rashi read this? Rav Amar la nitzucha ela letam ki iker de bekotchim osur. The din is a tam ki iker, is the raisa bekotchim. Kamash malon, the hocha shori. Where do you see hocha shori? Zeu het abo mechlalis. It's the chat pele. Taisis is a pele, and Rashi is also a pele. They're both a pele. Rashi and Taisis start flying off. Another discussion. But the simple reading of the text of the Gemara is so tamua. How did they read the Gemara? I don't know. Rashi goes off on a side topic. Why did Rabbi say that Tam Kika Bikotchim is Aser? Sounds like Bechulin is Mutter. So there you have it. You see that Rabbi holds that Tam Kika is only the Raisa by Kotchim and Mechulin. There is no din of Tam Kika. Tam Kika is only the Rabban. And Taisis says, no, not Davke. Taisis thinks that Tam Kika is always the Raisa. Why did Rabbi say Tam Kika Bikotchim? Because he happens to be talking about Zerah B'Shelo. So that's why he talks about Tam Kika. But who's talking about Tam Kika Mechlal? You're talking about Mim B'Minoi over here. Talking about Mim B'Minoi. So what does it have to do with Tam Kika? Tam Kika is only by Mim Shena Minoi. I don't know. It's the whole Gemara is Apella. How do you read the Gemara? Rashi says, how does Rashi prove it? Here, this Rashi on the bottom of Tzadik Ches on the base is repeating the Tosfos on Tzadik. Where was it? Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph quoted a different Rashi. They quoted the Rashi on Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, that long fat Rashi there. And Rashi over here is bringing again the same riot. So Rashi says, we know that Rava holds Beferish, that Tam Kika loved the Raisa. From Daf, he says, from Daf, Kuf Chesam and Aleph, that Abaye wanted to prove Tam Kika the Raisa Vuharai from the whole institution of Basa B'Cholov. How do you ever have Basa B'Cholov if you cook exactly 50% chol, 50% basar, whoever measures exactly. Normally you have either more basar or more cholov. Normally, it's going to be one chance in 5 billion, trillion, zillion, it's going to be exactly 50-50. How is that child? It's never going to be 50-50. So how do you ever have basar b'cholov? Whichever is less than 50% should be bottle b'roi. So the answer, obviously, because in the Sinas Tam, so Tam Kikir, so it's not bottle. So from the whole institution of basar b'cholov, you see that Tam Kikir is their eiser, that it's not mizbatel. That's what Abai Taina says. Rabbi says, no, that doesn't prove anything. Maybe Liolam Tam Kika loved their Isa. And the reason why you have a din of Basa B'chol, because that's what it says, Darach Bishal Asatur. It has to be with Nesina's Tam. Sure. So Rashi understood that Rabbi is disagreeing with Abai. Abai says, here is a Raya, a Tam Kika their Isa, and Rabbi holds that Tam Kika loved their Isa. So Taisa says, not necessarily. Taisa writes there, Kuf Chesam and Aleph, Amar Rabbi Dichoy B'almahu. That's what Taisa writes over here also. Rabbi just being Deuche. You can't necessarily prove from here. Maybe there's a different marker. Maybe there's a proof from a different pasuk. This pasuk, Abbas B'cholov, doesn't necessarily prove your point. But it's not that Rabbah holds that Tam Kika is the Rabban. Rashi understood that it's Rabbah L'shitasa. The Rabbah says over here, Tam Kika the Bikotchim Asa. Bechulin is no Tam Kika. So that's why Rabbah says over there, Rabbah disagrees with Abbah. You cannot derive from the institution of Abbas B'cholov that Tam Kika is the rest. Then Rashi brings another proof from Rabbi Yechanan. That in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Sam, towards the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Zayin, Rabbi Yechanan sounds like he says that if you eat food that has a bliya of treifus in it, so it's aser vein loikem olav. Time of loy mamasha ain loikem olav. Why you ain loikem olav? Oh, it's a dead giveaway because it's only the rabbanon. It would have been the raisa, it would have been loike. So you see, Rabbi Yechanan also said the same thing as Rava, that Tam Kika loved the raisa. What do you do with all the psukim? But the Gemara quoted various psukim to indicate the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Psochim, and Daf Mem Dal. The Gemara quotes various psukim that indicate that Tam Kika is their Isa. The Rashi says, well, reinterpret all the other psukim because the Gemara had Tanaim who said that Tam Kika loved their Isa. The word Tanaim and Amoraim said before is Tam Kika loved their Isa, and they explained away all the psukim. So that's how these two Amoraim, who Paskin Lalocha, Rav and Rav Yechan, they seem to Paskin Lalocha. Tam Kika loved their Isa, so that'll explain away all the psukim also. So Tosis here says, no, Rava never said it. When Rava says over here, Tam Kika bekotchim, he's talking about Zerah B'Shelo. We're talking about kotchim, so that's why he says kotchim. It's lav davke. It doesn't mean only bekotchim. Chulin is also Tam Kika the Isa. And Rava and Daf Kuf Chesem and Aleph, who's arguing with Abaye says he has a proof from the whole institution of Basa B'Cholav that Tam Kika the Isa. It's only Rabbi's Dechoya B'Alma. You can't prove from Basa B'Cholov, but we have proof from other Psukim in the Chumash. Not from this Pasuk, from another Pasuk. What do you do with Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says in Avodah Zarah that if you eat Tam Kikir, you don't get Malkus. So Tosis has to explain away Rabbi Yochanan. That's the last three lines on the bottom of Tzarek Ches on the base of the Perakat Basra, Avodah Zarah, Dav Samach Zayin. Rav Yochanan says also ve'en loikim olav. So the first Tosfos says that's talking about min b'minon. The Gemara is so unclear now, but it's Zardav Samazan. So it says maybe it's talking about Mim Mimina. No, the need for Shishim and Mim Mimina is only Gzerah to Mim Mishena Mina. Mim Mishena Mina, Tam Kika is the Raisa. So you have a right to make Gzerah the Rabbanon. If Tam Kika would have been the Rabbanon, so it does make sense to make Gzerah the Rabbanon to require Shishim and Mim Mimina or to Mim Mishena Mina. Mim Mishena Mina is only the Rabbanon. According to Rashi, the Tam Kika is Lav the Raisa. So how does Rashi hold that you have a right to make Gzerah the Rabbanon to require Shishim? So the answer is according to Rashi, it's not a gzera de rabbanon. No, you always need shishim and atayra. Shishim by lach balach by min 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 shen min is men atayra. That was the Rashi and the Zama. That's the Rashi that Tosfos is disagreeing from the beginning to the end. I know in Aleph and I know in Beis, Tosfos keeps on attacking Rashi. That's Rashi's shita. Min b'shein aminoi. It's not the min min you need shishim and the rabbanon or the min b'shein. That's how it says in Yeridaya. That's all from Tosfos. Tosfos has brainwashed Yosef Karo to write like that. That's how we assume like that. The mim b'minoi, the shishim is only with the rabbanon. The gzerot, the mim b'shein amin, the mim b'shein amin, the shishim is minatur because tam kika derais. Rashi says it's not one is a gzerot to the other. All lach balach need shishim minatur. So when and Rashi holds that tam kika lav derais. What do you mean? But even mim b'mini need shishim minatur. Rashi says no. The dispute whether tam kika derais or lav derais begins after shishim. If you have shishim already, then you have the machlekes. That's what Tosfos says. What are you actually talking about? This long Tosfos on the bottom. You're talking about a tam kolush, a tam pes shishim. Tam kolush is that's not tam kika. Nobody holds that that's tam kika there. That was the shach that we had in the Simen Tzadik Ches, wherever it was, at Kot Nechof or something. The shach says that if you have a faint flavor that you can taste after shishim, that's only the rabbanon, if at all. It's only the rabbanon. It's not going to be there. Tam kika is only when you have a real solid tam sips. Rashi isn't ganzen different from Tosfos. So Tosfos is stuck again. Tosfos is stuck with this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yochanan says that ye time of olam amoshoi. So it's also vein loikem olav. Does that mean tam kika is lav deraisa? That's how Rashi interpreted. Rabbi Yochanan says tam kika lav deraisa. So Tosfos says no. Tosfos interprets hainu the third line from the bottom of the Tosfos. Hainu if it's a min b'minoi. Rabbi Yochanan means if it's min b'minoi, so the whole need for shishim is only mid rabbanon. But if it's min mishen amina, the need for shishim min atar, then you would be loike. That's how Tosfos says. Then they quote on the top other interpretations. Od yeshlaim at the top line. No, you taka have min mishen amina. But the reason why you're not loike because you only ate a chatzi shir. You only get malchus if you eat so much of the taruvis that you swallow the kazayas of the iser. But if you don't have kazayas b'chda achilos pras and the guy's eating at a normal pace, even if he eats up the whole pot full of soup, he eats 12 bowls of soup, he's still not going to have swallowed a kazayis of isa, toked achilas pras. That's why you're not like it. This, the shitas ha-tesis on the top line of Tzadik Tes, is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Tes doesn't quote the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh knows it because in the Sefer Yosha, the Rabbeinu Tam says like it. Rabbeinu Tam holds that once you have a taruvus of an iser in a heter, if you eat a kazayis from the tarubis, you like it. You don't have to eat so much of the tarubis that you should swallow a kazayis of the isa. But the Tosfos goes with the normal sheet. The Vayde Shlomer. Maybe Rabbi Yechonu is really talking about mim mishein aminoi, and it's really nice and tam, and it's tam kika derais, and you're still not like it because you have to eat so much of it. You have to swallow a kazayis of isa. So he didn't drink enough of the soup. He didn't drink enough of the mixture of the tarubis that he should swallow a kazayis of isa. Okay. These are the two famous interpretations. You have more. The one shot was that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about min b'minoi. The shishim is only with the rabbanon. The other one, no, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about min b'she'ena minoi, and it's a chatzishir. So the chatzishir is also minatur. Chatzishir is also minatur. Then we had the Rambam. The Rambam said, if you don't have kazayis v'chdechilos pras, there is no chatzishir also minatur. The whole issue is only with the rabbanon. That was a chiddush in the Rambam, and the Ravid was masig. Why? In order to get malchus, you have to eat so much that you know that you've swallowed a kazaisis and turked achilas pras. Why shouldn't you apply the principle of chatzishir osim minatur? So the Rambam apparently thinks that the chatzishir osim minatur doesn't apply in such a case. You only apply tam kika when you have the Gemara. Sounds like it says like that. This is a condition and application of the din of tam kika. Only say tam kika deraisa if and when you have kazaisis turked achilas pras. If you don't have kazaisis turked achilas pras, the Daldin of Tam Kika doesn't set in. It doesn't set in. So it's a bottle minatur. The Holy Spirit is only with the Rabban. Then Tosfos quotes Rabbi Yosef Miolans, a Bala Tosfos. The other Mesichtas Tosfos refers to him as Rabbi Yosef Shohalach L'Eretz HaTzvi, that he moved to Eretz Yisrael in his old age. He started out in France and he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he came up with a new Einfall, that Tam Kikir is Deraisa, but you never get Malkus, even if you eat a Kazayis of the Yisr. Why? Because it's only an Yisr Aseh. It's only an Yisr Aseh, because it's not from Giuli Klei Midyon. So it's only an Yisr Aseh. Rabbi Natam Heshevel, or Rabbi Natam disagreed, Rabbi Yosef Miolans, you should really say, Ahad really Yisr Kama. So he brought the Raya from the din of Gizav Avoida on Shor Psuli HaMekudoshim. What is Shor Psuli HaMekudoshim? A Korban Shuhum HaVinivde. If you have a korban and it gets a mum kavu, if it gets a mum over, so you can't be poided. You have to wait till the mum heals and then you makriv it on the mizbech. If it gets a mum kavu, if it gets a mum kavu, then you can be poided. Today, Mustama, all the mum and kavuin could be healed al yidei surgery. But Tosfos in Mecheres writes it's still called a mum kavu, unless you actually healed it. If you healed it, so it's not called a bal mum anymore. But Kozman, if it has a mum kavu, it's not going to heal by itself. So that's called a mum kavu. So the way it is now, it has a mum kavu, it lends itself to pidyon. So what's the din? Once you pay the a carbon shahumam vinivde, once you pay the, what's the din? So you don't have to shecht it in the azar anymore. And says hatame v'tayachte v'chlen katzvi v'chayol. Hatame is not allowed to eat kachim, but over here it's yotze l'chulin, so it's no longer kachim. You don't have to shecht it in the azar. You can shecht it chutz l'azar. Fine. So the shaila is, does it have an isa giza v'avoida? The shab sulam agdashim says losagas. You're not permitted to do giz v'avoido on a b'chor. B'chor is a kachim kalim. So the Gemara assumes that by kachim kalim there's an iser. By kachim for sure there's an iser giz v'avoido. So that pasuk l'save b'chor sherech v'lasagas b'chor tzeinecha is the mocker for the iser giz v'avoido. So what's the din by a shor psula hamikdashim that it was yotze l'chul and like they pidyon? You can shech the chutz l'mikdash. Hatamem v'ato yachte v'chlenu katzvi b'chol yol. So does it have an Issa Giz V'Avoida now? So the Gemara learns that from the Psukim Tizbach V'la Giza V'yachalta V'lo L'Klavecha. The Gemara learns that Giza is Asa. The Gemara learns that Agoiz is V'hoivit Psula HaMekdoshim Sofik Esu Aboim. They quote from Chorus Daf Tezvav HaMebeis. If you do Giza V'Avoida, you like it. How do you know that you like it? Why don't you say it's only an Issa Resa? It says Tizbach V'la Giza. So you see from that Gemara that the Pasuk Tizbach V'la Giza sheds light on the nature of the pidyon hegdish, when you pay the two types of pidyon. If you have something only has kedushas damim la mizbeach, or kedushas damim leberek habayis. So once you pay it, it's yotze l'chul. That's a pidyon that's mafkir the kedusha. Then you have a pidyon hamatir by psula hamkedoshim by a korban that has a kedusha aguf la mizbeach. It's never going to be yotze l'chul and fully. And if it gets a mum kavur, the halacha said you can be paid. So the pidyon is only matir. It's matir that you can. Shechted chutz la mikdash, it's matter that hatomeh batar yachti v'achlenu, but it's not that it's mafkir the whole kedusha. It still retains kedusha. The Gemara says in Tmura that it's oisa Tmura. Shabsul am gdashim shehumam v'nifti, even after you paid it, it's still oisa Tmura. If I say harezu tachazu, it's teifus Tmura. So you see, it retains the kedusha as carbon. Once it has kedusha aguf, it's never paka. Kedusha aguf is never paka, period. Even al yidei pidyon is not paka. It's just the pidyon is the pidyon hamatir. So the question is, to what extent is a matir? So the pasuk says, you can shecht the chutz la mikdash, a tummy can eat it, a tummy vato yacht bechlenu, but with respect to giz v'avoida, once I have a pasuk tizbach v'la giza, so that shows that with respect to giz v'avoida, it was never yotze l'chulin. It still retains the kedusha. The pidyon is not a pidyon ha-mafkir kedusha, just a pidyon ha-matir. The din is that whenever somebody's moil behegdash, so the din is that the hegdash is yotze l'chulin. That's why we have a Mishnah in Me'ila, around after Yud Ches or so. Ein moel hamol b'mekdoshim. Usually there's no, if one person was moel b'mekdoshim, then another person is going to be moel in the same hegdish. So the second one will not be chai mishum me'ila, because when the first one was moel b'hegdish, the hegdish was yotze l'chul. How did the Tanoim know that it's so? So the Mishnah says, because ein me'ila l'loshin shini mishus, shenem isha kisista moel hamol b'isham, parsha soito. So mol mal bisha means she yotzei l'shus acherim. It's a the verb meila means shini v'shus. So it says nefesh kisim mal chata bishgaga mikach Hashem. Someone is mal behegdish ain meila l'shini v'shus. So that means that the hegdish is yotzei l'chulin. So the Gemara the Tanoim assume in Maseches Meila Mishnayis Meila the hegdish is only yotzei l'chulin if the nature of the hegdish is such that it would lend itself to pidyon. So not only is it Yotzil Chulon Aydei Pidyon, it's Yotzil Chulon Aydei Me'ila. Why? So the Rishonim explained, when you're moel behegdush, you become mechuyif to pay karam v'chaymish. So the fact that you're mechuyif to pay, even though you didn't pay it yet, the chiyuv to pay serves as the pinyon. Usually I say, when you give the money, that's the pinyon, it's yotzei l'chulin. Here the fact that Torah imposes a chiyuv on the one is moel behegdush, so that itself serves as the pinyon. So that's why the Tanoim assume only such hegdush, which could theoretically be yotzei l'chulin al yidei pinyon, namely kedushas damim. Kedushas damim has pinyon. So such hegdish can be yotzei l'chulin al yidei me'ilah, because yotzei l'chulin al yidei me'ilah is also a form of pinyon. It's not the pinyon of an asna kesev v'kamlo, it's the pinyon of the chiyuv to pay the karen v'chomish. So the Gemara there in me'ilah, and that daf yutches has a machlokes hatanoim. What would you say by asher psula hamikdom shim shuhumam vadayin loy nivde? Also lends itself to pinyon, but it's a different brand of pinyon. There's a pinyon hamafkir kedusha. If you have kedusha as damim, let's say someone has magdish a table or a chair. That was Magdush and automobile for Hegdish. So it's only Kedushas Damim, it's not a Kedushas Guf. So Kedushas Damim lends itself to Pidyon, you can be paid to the Hegdish. When you paid to the Hegdish, it's Yotzi L'chulin. If you have a carbon that started off as a Behemoth Tamima and then it gets a Mum Kavua, it lends itself to Pidyon, but that's a different kind of Pidyon. That's a Pidyon that's Mater Isurim, it's not a Pidyon that's Mafkir Kedusha. So that's a Machlekes Hatanoim, that's how the Gemara interprets. That's a Machlekes Hatanoim. If you have a short psula hamikdashim shehumam v'adayin loy nivde, you weren't poeted yet, will that be yotze l'chulin are you day me'ilo or not? Maybe the me'ilo substitutes only for that kind of pidyon, doesn't substitute for this kind of pidyon. Because the pidyon by psula hamikdashim is only a pidyon ha-matir, it's not a pidyon that's mafkir kedusha. So that's what the Rabbi Natan proves, that sometimes you have a pasuk and you don't just say, the pasuk teaches me an iser esei. No, the pasuk sheds light on the nature of what's going on, and it reverts something back to the original lisa. That's what we call a hadrili surikama. So Bashar Psula Hamikdashim, the pasuk says, Tizbach v'lagizah. If your goy says, you're over on mamish the yisur of lasagas b'chor sharecha, lasava b'chor sharecha, lasagas b'chor tzenecha. So the Tosis quotes the Brice, our goy says, v'hoivi b'psula Hamikdashim, is loike and malkas deraisa. So you see a hadrili surikama. So you should say over here also a hadrili surikama. The answer is, just because you say in one place Hadrul Sirakam, it doesn't necessarily follow that you say in all places Hadrul Sirakam. He's just proving that such a svari exists. So the Rabbi Natan thinks over here also by Tam Kiker, it's also Hadrul Sirakam. That's how the Shach understood. The Shach paskens la'alocha like this, Rabbi Natan. Shach, we had a few times we spoke about the Shach. He holds that Tam Kiker deraisa means if you have an isa falls into a heter, it's only going to be bottle if you have a taruvis. Taruvis means you have a right heter and a miyot isir. And the Yisr is ain't a Niker. What if it's Niker? Everything got mixed in, I can see the Yisr over here. Or let's say the Yisr was Trefus Schmaltz, got mixed in with vegetable soup, then I put in the refrigerator, I had shishim, then I put in the refrigerator, the Schmaltz rises to the top. So of course you're not allowed to eat the Schmaltz. What does it help that it was bottled with shishim yesterday? Once I put it in the refrigerator, it's separated. It's separated out, so now the Yisr is Niker. So once it's Niker, it's also. So the Shach understood like the Rabbi in the Tam. The psukim that teach me that tam kikah deraisa mean to tell us that that's called nikar ha'iser. If I taste, I eat the taruvis and I can taste that it has an iser blended into it. So that's nikar ha'iser. So nikar ha'iser, there's no bitl at all. That's how the Rabbi Natan understands adril isurikama. The pasuk of tam kikah is megale that this is called nikar ha'iser. Nikar ha'iser is by definition not a taruvis, so it's not bottle at all. Rabbi Yosi Mirlanz holds not so, it's a new Yisr. The Yisr, the original Yisr, is Nizbatal already, Chad Betray. And there's a new Pasuk that's only an Yisr essay. That despite the fact that the Yisr was Nizbatal, you're still not allowed to eat it. It's a new Yisr essay. You don't see a Hadril Yisr come. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Taisus has a machlekes with the Rambam in the first parak in Beitzim. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim that you're not allowed to cook on Yontif for a Nochri. The Heter, Oichel Nefesh, is only Achashiachel Ochel Nefesh Ulabad the Yosel Lachem, Lachem Beloliakum. Machlek is Satanoin. And the generally accepted opinion is that we're Machmar on that. You're not allowed to cook Lachem Beloliklovim and Lachem Beloliakum. Even though the Klovim are on the same Alecha, even though it's my responsibility, it's my pets, it's my farm, it's my cows, and it's my responsibility to feed them. But we assume you're not allowed to cook food for the behemoths on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to cook food. You're not allowed to carry food in the Rishus HaRabim for the Nochri. So the shaila is, what if you went ahead and you cooked food for the Nochri? Would you say Hadrili Surikama? It turns out that you're in violation of the law of not doing Meloche on Yom Tov. But he say no. Basically, it's Eichel Nefesh. A human being wants to eat for maybe even behemoths. Places is not sure. Maybe even cooking for behemoths is also called Eichel Nefesh. But you have a pasuk lachem, lachem lo la'akum, lachem lo la'klovim. So that makes an Iser essay. Or should I say no? The pasuk is Megala that klovim and akum are not included in Eichel Nefesh. And it mainly reverts back to the basic Iser. So that's a machlekes, Tosfos and the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah points that on the Rambam, Bilchus Yontif. That's machlekes, Tosfos and Rambam. You have other cases also. Other cases where there's a machlekes harishonim, where they say hadrili surakam. You don't say hadrili surakam. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam Kikar is like it. Rabbeinu Tam even exaggerates. You even like on kazayis menat tarubis. The way the Rosh quoted, you don't have to eat so much of the tarubis that you should have swallowed. Even kazayis menat tarubis is like it. So what do you do with the passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi? What do you call me? Perek Sheni Amar Rabbi Yechon Tam Kikar. Ain't loikim aleim, except for Nazir. It's beferish that there's no Malkus. Sounds like Rabbi Yosef Mirolans. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no. That expression that the Yerushalmi says, that Tam ki ikri, not loike, is a misnomer. It really means to say, hetem et star flees. What does one got to do with the other? So he says, because that's the way the Babli quotes it. Doch yisa behedya in the Babli perik eloim, perik shloshim minim. The same person, Am Rabbi Yechanan. The same Amira. Rabbi Yechanan says, kol ha-tarkula hetem et star flees, chutz mi suri nozer, based on a pasuk. So Yerushalmi is quoting the same Rabbi Yechanan, that you only say, Hetem it starf liisa by Isuri Nozer, not by the other Isurim. It calls it Tam Kiika, but it really doesn't mean that. It really means Hetem it starf liisa. It doesn't mean Tam Kiika. Then Tosis starts discussing Shtei Kupos. There's a din. You have a din of Sveika de Rabbana Lekula. If you have a Sofik, and then you said the Rabbana, so you have a right to go to Kula. What if you have a Taruvus and Chad Bechad? I have a kosher salami got mixed up with a treifa salami. The treifa salami is only treifa midirabbanan. On the level of the rice, it's really kosher. So, and I don't know now which salami is the kosher, which salami is the treifa. Do you have the right to say sveka derabbanan l'kula when you have a tarubas of chad b'chad? So the shach points out no. Some rishonim say yes, but that's a pella. So the shach says no, but that's called ikva isura. Whenever you have ikva isura, I know for sure that there is an isur. I just can't identify which is which. If you have one isur and two heter, so that's the din. The yavish biyavish is batal bereiv, even though it is ikva isura. But if you only have chad heter and chad isur, taruvus of chad bechad, so you can't say sveika derabbanan lekula over here. How can you say sveika derabbanan lekula? Some rishonim say you should say minat by dinim deraisa. You say ein brera by dinim derabbanan. You say yesh brera. Some shanim say, just close your eyes and pick out one and say, this is the kosher, this is the treif. So Tosfos makes fun of that. Tosfos quotes such that. It's ridiculous. They said, Yesh Brer only works if it was never Hoover originally. It was never Borer. People have a shutfis. The father died and the Yorushim are all shutfim together. So then you say, later on, when we make a chalukah, then you say, Hoover Adom Lafreya, do you not say Hoover Adom Lafreya? But if at one time it was Yodua, this was a treif of salami, this was a kosher salami. And now they got mixed up and you can't tell which is. Well, of course you can't pick up one and say, even if you would have held Yesh Brera B'Deraisa, that would be ridiculous. And even though you say Sveika D'Rabban Al-Kula, Sveika D'Rabban Al-Kula doesn't apply by Taruvus of Chad B'Chad, it's a Nikva Yisur, and it doesn't help to say Yesh Brera B'Deraban either. Yesh Brera doesn't apply whenever it was Hoover in the beginning. That's a Taisis in the end of Tmura. That's in disagreement. Some other Balei Taisis held that you do have it. There's a Gemara that sounds like it says. And when the end of Tmura sounds like it says, that's called a topic of brera. So Tosfos says that's impossible. That can't be brera. There's Agos Ashri with Agos Ashri wants to say on Chulin. Agos Ashri wants to say the Nisa the Rabbana that got mixed up. So you just pick out one arbitrarily say that that's kosher. So that's ridiculous. That's not brera, and that's not Sveika the Rabbana the Kula either. So nonetheless, even though the halacha says that if you have a tarubus of chad bechad, that doesn't qualify. If it's the whole Nisa, the worst it could be is the Nisa the Rabbana. You have no right to say Sveika Darabana Lakula. Nonetheless, the Gemara has a din here in Yevamis, and Daf Pei Beis, that if you have the Gemara Psochem, also Tosfos quotes the Gemara Psochem, a few places the Gemara appears. Psochem Daf Mem Gimel, in Nozir, if you have a Soa Shel Truma, Truma is also Lazarim. So I have an Isa Truma fell into one of two big containers. one container has truma, one container has chulin. And I don't know whether the truma, we're talking about truma bizman azeh, which is only the rabban. Fine. So the truma, a little bit of truma fell into either this or that. And in order to be mevatel truma, you have to have echad meyo. By min b'mino, you need echad meyo. By min b'shein b'mino, you don't need meyo. But by min b'mino, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah here from Orla, that by truma you need meyo, and by Orla klakam you need masayim, and that din of meyo masayim, a din de rabbanon we had last week, we were discussing it, the Gemara in the end of Nida says a din de rabbanon only applies when it's min b'mino. So the Gemara has a discussion. If it's only truma the rabbanon, and they said the rabbanon to begin with, that it's also lezam, and after the truma doesn't exist, and it falls into one of the two kupas. I don't know whether it fell into the kupa that's all full of truma that kohanim are going to eat, or it fell into the other kupa that's full of chulin. If it fell into the kupa that's full of chulin, then I don't have meyo to be mevatle. So are you allowed to eat it or not? So the Gemara says you have a right to say, since it's only an isa the rabbanon, so you say a din of tliya. I say the isa fell into the isa, it didn't fall into the heta. Isn't this mamish ikva yisura? I have an isa here. I have a sack full of chuma. Chuma is on as an isa de rabbana. I don't know whether it fell here or fell here. So it's like a tarubis of chad b'chad. You know, not that I have three pots and I don't know whether it fell in. So the odds are 2-1. I have two shtekaderes. I have two shtekupas. I have two sacks. So the chuma, which is also lezami, that fell into one or the other. So it should really be a tarubis of chad b'chad. I don't know whether the truma fell into the chulin or fell into the truma. If it fell into the chulin, so I have a problem. So how do you have a right to be mekel over here? Why is this sveika derabban l'kula? Gemara says, no, this is a kula that's based on sveika derabban l'kula. It's beyond that. That's how the Nisei Kelim on the side of the Yeridei explained. This is simen kuf yud aleph, the last simen in the first chelik of Yeridei. If you have two pots in front of you, two pots you're cooking soup and two pots, and an isa de rabbanon falls into one of the two pots, you don't know which one, so you have to ask the both pots. But medvar mamurim, if the both pots are kosher, so you can't say that they're both mutter. It's an impossibility. I know that one of them is also one of them is mutter. I don't know which one the isa fell into. So you can't say they're both mutter. That's tied to the sasri. You can't just pick arbitrarily and say this one is also the other one is mutter mehechetesa. So therefore, the din says you have to ask the both. But medvar mamurim, if both of the pots are kosher, but if one of the pots is treif anyway, and one of the pots is kosher, and I don't know whether the iser fell into the heter or the iser, and the iser to begin with is only an iser, the rabbanon, then you have a right to say, tell him it's a kalkol of a mekukol. You have a right to assume that it fell into the treif of pot. It's not really based on, it's not really identical with the din of sveika the rabbanon lekula, because you're dealing with a nikva yisur over here. It's based on sveika the rabbanon lekula, but you have to add on a little bit. That Yishtalav Chazoka over here. The kosher pot until now was kosher. And I don't know whether it became treif or not, so I say, why? If it would have been an Isa, the Isa that fell in, you wouldn't have the right to say Yishtalav Chazoka. It's a 50-50 suffix, a Sveka der Isa Luchumra over here. But since it's only an Isa der Rabbanon, and in normal cases you would have the right to say Sveka der Rabbanon Lekula, here you can't, because it's a Nikva Yisura, so they introduced a new Kula, which is based on an extension, a step past Tveka Darban Lekula, you're right to say that the Yisra fell into the Yisra. So Tosis just points out, the Gemara said Beferish, that Kula, that Taliyah by Shteik Deris, only works if you're dealing with an Yisra Darabban. If you're dealing with an Yisra Daraisa, it doesn't apply. So the Gemara there in Yevamah says, let's say it would be Truma Daraisa fell into one of two pots. Either fell into a pot that's full of chuma, fell into a pot that's full of chulin, but you have roiv in the pot of chulin against the chuma. You have roiv in the pot, so the whole need for meyo is only midirabbanon. That was the gemara in the end of Nida. The whole requirement that mimina needs meyo is only midirabbanon to begin with. So even if the chuma fell into the kedera of heter, minatora it's mutter, minatora it is bapur. It's only midirabbanon that you need meyo. So there also you have a right to say, since the whole issue, either if you talk about Truma Bizman Azeh, which is the Rabbanon, so the whole issue to begin with is the Rabbanon, or even if you're talking about Truma Deraisa, but I know that I have Rive in the pot of Heter against the Issa. So all you need is Rive. Mimimin, all you need is Rive. The whole need for me is only with the Rabbanon. So again, we would pask, and you have a right to say, tell them it's how Kalkola Ben Mekul. So that's what Tosis quotes the Gemara. That's these are dinim in your everyday. That's the same in Kuf Yud Aleph. You have the right to say Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula, but you can't say Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula by a tie to the Sasri. Let's say an Isa fell into one of two pots, and both pots have Heta. So you can't say, I'm going to eat this pot and you're going to eat that pot. How can you paskan a tie to the sasa? You can't paskan that they're both mutam. So and you can't paskan arbitrarily. One pot is worth $50, one pot is worth $10. So I'll be mekel on the $50 and I'll be machmer on the $10. You can't do that. You can't pick arbitrarily one pot over the other. So you have no choice. You have to paskan both of them b'chumer. That's the klal in Shulchanoch. He can't say sveka d'rabban l'kula b'mokam tar to the sasa. Sometimes we do by avelus. Sometimes we do by avelus, but you have it like that. Let's say koyras mesa b'yantav shenish shel galius. Someone dies and is buried. Someone is buried on the last day yantav. So the account the last day yantav as the beginning of Shivanan. So the Rambam and the Rif quote from the Gaonim and the Shulchanoch quotes this. That the last day Yantav Shenei Shel Galus counts as the first day of Shiva, even though the relatives don't observe Shiva because it's Yantav, it counts as the first day of Shiva, even though you don't observe it. And you only have to observe Shiva another 6 days after Yantav, and Avelus is over, Miksam Kikula, in the morning of the sixth day. So, what is that all about? What kind of a din is that? So that's what the Rishonim say. Some Rishonim explain that Ran in the beginning of Tzubas quotes this from the Chidusha HaRamban, that the reason why we're mekel in both directions, we say you don't have to observe Avelus on the last day Yontif, but it's counted as if you did observe Avelus with respect to terminating the Shiva a day earlier. They say because Yontif Shenei Shel Galus is a Sveika de Yoimim. It's the Torah Sofik. Sofik Yontif, Sofik Chol. So you have a right to go Lekul in both directions. I go Lekula, I say it's a Safik Yantav, one doesn't observe Avelis. I go Lekula, I say it's considered as if it did count as the first day Yantav, and I end the Avelis a day earlier. How can you say Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula b'mokam tarte de sasri? So the answer is, by Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula, it doesn't apply b'mokam tarte de sasri. But by Avelis, he could even say b'mokam tarte de sasri. Because the Tosfos in Erevin quotes from the Gaonim, that even if one would be of the opinion, the Rambam and the Rif and the Mechaber are of the opinion that Avelus Yom Rishon is a din deraisa, and you still say halachik devar mekel ba'avol, you still say safik Avelus l'kula. So safik Avelus l'kula is not based on the assumption that Avelus is only the Rabbanon. That's why it's l'kula. It's a separate halacha. Even if Avelus would be deraisa, it's also safik Avelus l'kula. So it's a stronger din, it's a bigger din. So whenever there's any Sufik older, you always have a right to go the coolest. Even when it's a tie to the Sasri, the Ramban says you also go the coolest.
Wasn't he observing the Tabashubasana?
Even if one would follow the other opinions, that even follow the Rambam, that one doesn't observe Avelis, even Bitsina, there's a machlekes, but he observes Avelis Bitsina and Yodah. So the Rambam and Tosis. So the Ramah paskins that you do observe Avelis. Right, according to the Ramah, there's no kasha in the first place. It did observe Avelis. But even if one would follow the opinion of the Mechaber, who follows the Ramah in the Rift, that you don't even observe Avelis b'sina, on Yontav still, the second day, the Yontav Shenei Shel Galus, I treat it as a Sveika d'Yoimim. So I go l'kula in both directions. Because Avelis is different. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, which is a little contradicts this. It's a problematic tshuva. Moshe assumes that the Sofik Avelus Lekula is because all of Avelus is only the Rabbanon. So he says that since there are Rishonim who Paskin Ashkenazim, don't follow this Psak. But the Mechaber quotes from the Rif and the Rambam and the Gaonim that Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa. So he says more correct is that you should be Machmer and Avelus Yom Rishon. See, as a Shaila that comes up all the time, someone is going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So the relatives go, some of the relatives go to the funeral and then they're going to come back to America. So is it proper that din is Ovalos Alotzis Min Pesach Beso in the middle of Shiva? Oval is not allowed to leave his home. So here he begins his Shiva in Eretz Yisrael, then he's going to leave. He's going to go on a plane. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's going to go on a plane, go back to America. Is that right? So strictly speaking, we say that's not a violation of Ovalos Alotzis Min Pesach Beso. Ovalos Min Pesach Beso means you're going to stroll in the street and see what's new in the newspapers. You're going to see what's showing in the movies, and he's going to see what's the latest in the shopping center, what are they selling and what's on sale? And he's going to think, oh, after the Shiva's up, he's going to go shopping over there. Not like go shopping in the middle of the Shiva, but he's seeing what's going on. So to stroll around the Zosma. Here, the Oval wants to come back home. He just wanted to go to the Beis HaKvaris. Just like if the Beis HaKvaris is outside of town. So he finishes the Kvura, then he comes back to town. So even if the Beis HaKvaris is in Eretz, he wants to come back. So strictly speaking, it's not really a violation of Osolos, it's Mipesach Beis. Ramosha says, but maybe it's a shtikal ashayla. maybe he should really stay there in Eretz Yisrael. So he says he should really sit Shiva till the night time. And once it's night time, it's already Avelis Yom Rishon is up, it's Avelis Yom Sheni. And only Avelis Yom Rishon is the Reis, according to those who are Machmer, and the rest of the Shiva is only with the Rabbanon. So there's more room to be Mekom. So the Pashto says that that's very difficult because the Ramban in the Torah Sodom quotes this Tosis in Erevin. Tosis in Erevin quotes it from the Gaonim. We have that Tosis in Erevin. The Ramban says there's a Tosis in Erevin where they quote from the Gaonim. We have printed on the page that Tosis in Erevin. The Tosis says that even if you hold Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, you still say Sofik Avelus Lekulim. It's Adin Deraisa. It's not because Avelus is Derabanan. That's why you say Sofik Avelus, any Sofik Avelus Lekulim. Even if Avelis would be deraisa, he still says Safek Avelis Lekulim. It's based on a pasuk. And Ramban digs up, he thinks what the pasuk is, he tries to figure out what the pasuk is. It's a din deraisa, so that's why it's more kal even than Safek Derabbanan Lekulim. By Safek Derabbanan Lekulim, it doesn't apply, but Makom Tar Tedis Asri. And Safek Avelis Lekulim even works when you have a Tar Tedis Asri. So this, that's the premise of the din of Shtei Kederis. Anisa de Rabbanan fell into one of the two kederis, and they're both mutter. So when Anisa de Rabbanan falls into one of the two, you have to ask both, because you can't be mekel sveka de Rabbanan lekulam and makom tar tedis asri. But if one of the kederis is us and one of the kederis is mutter, so then you can say toilam is akalkala b'mekul. That's a din of tliya. It's not identical with the din of sveka de Rabbanan lekulam. It's ikva yisura. Whenever you have a taruvus of chad b'chad ikva yisura, you can't say sveka de Rabbanan lekulam. But it's based on Sveka Darabon Lekula. So there's a din Sveka Darabon Lekula, and here the Kedera Shal Heta has a Cheskas Heta. So you still have the Cheskas Heta. If it would have been an Issa Deraisa, you wouldn't say the Kedera Shal Heta has a Cheskas Heta. I would have to ask both. But if it's an Issa Darabon, that's an extension of the din Darabon. So what does the Gemara say? And the bottom line on Tzadik Ches and the base, this is a problematic Gemara. Gemara calls this Tam Kiker. What has it got to do with Tam Kiker? If it's all Mim B'Minon, Tam Kiker is that when it's Mim B'Shein HaMinon. So Tesis gives you a pshat. It's a difficult pshat. What's got to do with Tam Kiker? Because sometimes the Shamnunis of the Zraya, you're not going to have Shishim in it, it's going to be hanging out of the pot, there's going to be Nesan Tam Shamnunis, the fat is going to be Nesan Tam into the flesh. So it's a funny pshat what Tosis gives to try to figure out how it's a Tam Kiker case. So the Gemara says, okay, this pasuk is the exception to the rule. By Zraya B'Sheila, it tells me that usually Tam Kiker B'Kotchim is Osir. And here Tam Kiker B'Kotchim is Mutter. Fregding on the top line, V'nigma Minei. So let's line up in this pasuk as Rebbe B'Sheila that Tam Kiker is Mutter B'Kotchim. So the Gemara says he can. Kol Erachmana Gabi Chatos, Kol Eshiga B'Fsara, Yigdosh. What does it mean, Yigdosh? The pasuk speaks about a Chatos, Korban Chatos. Kol Eshiga B'Fsara, Yigdosh. What do I mean? I touch B'Sar Chatos, I become holy. I become a Korban Chatos. Of course not. It means that B'Sar Shlomim touches B'Sar Chatos. Or if today's chatas touches yesterday's chatas, what do you mean touches? Magic. It touches. So the Gemara says, no, bivsara. Actually, yivla bivsara. The word yiga bivsara doesn't mean negia. It means if it's boleya. If today's chatas touches yesterday's chatas, yesterday's chatas is very nifsal belina when it came alos al-shachar. Chatas is nechal only yom belayla ad chatzais. Menatar nechal yom belayla ad alos al-shachar. So if I have today's chatas at 10 o'clock in the morning, it's going to touch a piece of flesh from yesterday's chatas, and it's going to be cham b'cham. It's going to be tzayin b'tzayin, so there's no b'liya. Just like tzayin b'tzayin does nasa b'chulin, so tzayin b'tzayin does nasa by kachim either. But bivsar means that sheyivla bivsar, if it's b'leya, so then the din is that tam kiker, that's the mokka, that tam kiker the kachim. What does it mean? Kalash yiga bivsar, if today's chatas touches yesterday's chatas, b'chamin, yesterday's chatas nifsal b'lino, it's noisar, or today's shlamim. Today's chatas touches yesterday's shlamim. Today's chatas touches yesterday's shlamim. Or today's shlamim touches today's chatas. So you have to go the chumra. If one is balea from the other, because it's chamin, So it's yigdosh, it means, it's not magic, it means it's bolei on tam ki yikir. Lios kamoye, shem sulit pasim, ksher teyocha kachayim shabob. You have to follow the chumers. Yeah. So here Tosafot points out that two gears is kachayim shabob or kachayim shabohem. The Rabbein Hananel, Tosafot Rabbein Hananel, that the more correct gears is kachayim shabohem. If a shlomim touches a chatos, so the chatos has to be eaten with chumers of the shlomim, and the shlomim has to eat with the chumers of the chatos. What chumers are there in a shlomim? Chatos has chumers, only nechel is zichur kuno. Yom v'laylo ad chatzos, and you have to eat it in the azara. Shlomim, theoretically, you can eat it chutz l'azara. And not only zichur kuno can eat it, and it's nechel shleyam v'laylecha. What chumer do you have in a shlomim that you don't have in a chatos fakir? So as Rashi's gear says, kochem shabo. You have to eat the shlomim with the chumers of the chatos. How can the Rabbein Hanan have a gear says, kochem shabo hem? You have to eat both the shlomim and the chatos with both of the chumers. So the shlomim has to be eaten only zichur kuno in the azara. That's kochem shabachatos. And the chatos has to be eaten with the chumers of the shlomim, the hainu, if it's yesterday shlomim. So yesterday shlomim can only be nechu, shnei yamim v'laylecha, till shkia. And today's chatos is nechu yom v'laylo ad chatzos, even after the shkia, till midnight, ben atar till alos ha-shachar. So if you have today's chatos touched yesterday shlomim, and it's hot, and it's tzli, or it's reitev, whatever, and there's a blia, kal shiga bivsara, there's a blia, so then you have to eat a kachayim shabahem. So this pasuk tells me, Biv Sora tells me the din of Tam Kiika deraisa by Kochin. So that's why you cannot learn that from the other pasuk from Zerah B'Sheila to teach me Tam Kiika is always mutter. How would you think Tam Kiika is mutter? So Tez gave the funny case. Chumash says you cook it all together, even though sometimes Zerah B'Sheila is going to be hanging out of the pot, and the Zeroya and the Shmaltz of the Zerah B'Sheila is going to be a mim shein amina with the basar. That's how Tosfos learns. It's going to be Mim Shein Mina with the bus, and it's hanging out. It's going to give Nesinas Tam. It's really going to give Nesinas Tam. And the Chumash says you're allowed to eat it. It's a cool chiddush. How do they know that that's true? That's what they're forced into interpreting on this line in the Gemara. Here the Pasuk tells you by Zerah B'Sheila that you don't apply Tam Kiker. So the Gemara asks, how do you know to learn out? Frag the Gemara. O my chos gamin mehech, ligma mehai. The Gemara asks, why did you have shnei ksuvim amakrishim zezeh? The pasuk by Zerah B'Sheila seems to be teaching me that even Tam Kiker is muta by kochim and Zerah by chatos bivsara yigi bivsara tells me that Tam Kiker is awesome and ator by kochim. So again, Tosfos will ask, why don't you say lekula lechomer lechomer makshina? Let's say you go lechomer. You should learn out from this pasuk of bivsara. So some of the answer is again over here. You could have reinterpreted bivsara that it's not referring to Tam Kiker. Maybe it's telling me a different din that had to mitzvah lisa. Who says that it teaches me Tam Kiker? I should learn now from this pasuk that there's no Tam Kiker by Zerah B'Sheila, and I should reinterpret the pasuk bivsara. So the Gemara says, no, there's nothing to discuss. Chidush u'michidush lo yigamrin, and you cannot learn out from the pasuk by Zerah B'Sheila that Tam Kiker is mutar kalotar kula, because we know that Zerah B'Sheila ben kavako has a chidush. One of the dinim Lahakal that has 100 dinim in the Hashem. One of the dinim clearly is a chiddush lahakal, namely at mevatel isa lachatchila, mitzvah mevatel isa lachatchila. So lachal there is one din for sure is a kula, that's a chiddush. So davar says haklal. So mevela the other din, you have two ksuvim that are makrishim zezeh. So the other din that it sounds like it's telling me that there's no din of tam kika, which is a kula, that's also a chiddush. You have a right to assume that kula is a chiddush. And the Gemara says, Ihochi, the same as before, the way Abai interpreted. Ihochi, if you tell me you can't learn out from any other din, the other 98 dinim also can't be extended to Kala Tarkula. If one din is a chidush, two dinim are chidushin. How can you learn out any of the other dinim either? Ihochi lebe l'shishim nami loy ligmer. And the Gemara, no, the other dinim are l'chumra. Because I would have said that Mikir Adin, it's batal b'roi. If chad betray should be batal, so that's a chumra. So a chumra you can't learn out, just the kula you can't learn out. And Ravina has a third pshat. They're all giving three pshatim in the braisa. They had a braisa that says, Zeho het abo mechlalisa. By Zerah B'Sheila, you can't learn anything out from this parsha because this whole thing is a chiddush. So what is he referring to? So first the Gemara thought that Zeho het abo mechlalisa goes on the shishim and the mayor. You can't learn out anything. So it's totally against Rabbi Shulam and Levi Mishum Bar Kapora. They're saying that you do learn out. So Abai said, pshat, no, Zeho het abo mechlalisa goes on Rabbi Yudah. That even though usually mim b'mino is b'masho, here it's an exception to the rule. Rava says, usually I say tam kikah derais, and here I say tam kikah is muter. And Ravina says a different shadla. Nitzchel lemakam chatach. The Amar makam chatach bialmo is also, what's the din of makam chatach? So Rashi and Tosis explain. If you have a ben pekua, so the ben pekua is nita b'shchita sima. Behema muberes, and ashech the mother when the uber is still inside. So the whole uber that's inside is muter. What if the uber was hoshed yoda lachutz? So that eva that was sticking out is also b'achila. That's based on the pasuk of basa basada treifa lo sechela. What has it got to do with basa basada? Treifa is also whether it was basada. Basa basada treifa lo sechela means this sheep was attacked by a bigger animal, and the bigger animal attacked in such a way it made it a treif. Even if the sheep was not attacked basada, even if the sheep is, I have a pet sheep, and it's a treifa by itself, it wasn't attacked by a larger animal, it's still going to be treif. Why do I say basada? So the word basada teaches me kimish yotza basa chutz lum chitzosa nesar. Included in the pasuk is not only a treifa, anything that's yotza chutz lum chitzosa. So what are examples of yotza chutz lum chitzosa? So one example is kachim kachim daru yotza chutz lazar kachim kamish yotza chutz liyushalayim. You're not allowed to eat it. What else is an example? The Rashi and Tosfos give the two examples. One is basa v'yeva hamadul dolim bebehema chayvio. If you have an animal and it has a limb that's limping. In other words, there's a leg that's broken over this, and sometimes the leg is broken in such a way the whole animal is a treifa. Shech the animal, the whole thing's going to be osa. And sometimes the leg is broken in such a way it's broken towards the bottom, and the whole animal is not a treifa, but you're not allowed to eat from that break on. Now, why? That's basa v'yeva hamadul dolim bebehema chayvioif. That's called shiyotu chutz l'mchitzosa. The mchitz is the whole animal b'shleimusai, and this is just hanging on by the skin. That's one example. Then another example of flesh, that's basa shiyotu chutz l'mchitzosa, would be if you have an uber b'mei imoy, so the shchita same as matir, the uber inside, but it has hotze yodai lachutz chutz l'rechem. So the eva hayotze is also because of kimish yotza basa chutz l'mchitzos and nesa. What if the behemoth will bring that leg back in? So that's a machlokes hamoraim on the first daf in behemam kasha. So we paskin le'iser. So we paskin le'iser, but Tosfos quotes the Gemara there. The Gemara says that sometimes you can eat. Sometimes there's a heter and sometimes there's not a heter. And the Gemara interprets the pasuk, if the uber stuck out a leg, stuck out a limb, and then it pulled the limb back in before the sheikh had shechts the mother, so then there is a heter. If the uber didn't pull the limb back in, there's no heter. So if you hold like the other amora, that if the uber pulls the limb back in, it's nita b'shchita sima, it's good, but we don't paskin like that. We paskin, the eva that's yotz is always going to be osur, and even if it pulls it back in before the shchita, it's never going to be nita b'shchita sima. But there's a pasuk that implies that if it pulls it back in, it will be muta. So the Gemara says there, yeah, that goes on makam chatach. Then whenever you have an eva shiyotze chutz l'mechitzosa, or you have basaviyem ha'madul dolim b'behema chay v'yoyiv, so not only is that part osur, the chelek shiyotze is osur, the makam chatach is also osur. You have to cut off another half an inch. And it's like a kedena tilum. You have to cut up another little bit, and it's also osur. So the shayla is, so what about, you have a lot of times korbanos, that's you have... You have the din chaz b'shoik you give to the kohen. So when you cut off the chaz b'shoik, you have to cut off a makam chatach, or over here, the zerah b'sheli you give to the kohen. You have to cut off the makam chatach also. So that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos interprets in Ravina. No, by kotch mechlal is not din a makam chatach. Not that you have a pasuk over here. There is no extra pasuk over here that tells you the makam chatach is mutter. Just assume that makam chatach is mutter. And you're not learning out from here. Who had the nami by chazav sheik? When you cut off the chazav sheik, you give it to the kohanim. You don't have to cut off the makam chatav. So that's what the rabbina said. That's what the brayson says. When it says zel het abam mechlalis, it means by all kachim, when you have a korban and you have part of the korban is only nechal by kohanim, and the rest of the korban is nechal by Yisraelim. This is a het abam mechlalis. In other areas of halacha, namely by basa b'yev hamad the dola b'beim mechay b'yoyif. Or by Ben Pepusha Hutzi Eber Lachutz, I would have asked Amakam Chatach. There's a pasuk, and here there is no pasuk. So here there's no pasuk, so Amakam Chatach is mutter. That's what the Braisa means. But the Braisa doesn't go on the Shishim on the Meyo. It doesn't mean to say that you shouldn't learn how to call a Tarkuva. It just means that by Kochim, the din Amakam Chatach doesn't apply. Shoin. Okay. So the Gemara told over these Amoraim lived in Eretz Yisrael. Bar Kapora was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Rabbi Shimon Levi. They all late Amoraim, early Amoraim. They all lived in Eretz Yisrael. So somebody came to Bavel and they said over to Abai Verov. They told them over what Rabbi Shimon Levi said in the name of Bar Kapora. Kol Hashem Shabbat Torah B'Shishim O'B'Meir. So one version was that it's B'Meir. So Abai says that's ridiculous against an offer in a mission. How can you say that Isurim Shabbat Torah B'Meir? Frekta Omalei. How does it say here? Yasser Rav Dimi, the Kamal Ol HaShmaitzah, Rav Dimi lived in Bavel, and he says over the word that you learn at B'meyah from Zerah B'Shelah. Amalei Abayi, Abayi confronts him and says, what are you talking about? This Shunosh Shabbat Torah B'meyah B'Hotanan. There's a Mishnah that says that Truma is B'meyah, Orla Kla Kerem is B'Masayim, because since it's double Isis, it's double the Bittl, the Shia Bittl is twice as much. And then the Mishnah spells out the only time you say you double the Shia Bittl is if you're dealing with a min bim, the only time you need meyah, the only time you need masayim is if you're dealing with a min bimina. But if it's a min shein aminai, so it's going to be bottle bimeyah. So, excuse me. If it's min shein aminai, so it's been a sinas tam. If it's min bimina, then is it then you need meyah. If it's min shein aminai, then it's a sinas tam. So Abai asked the kash, but if you're telling me that kol yisurim shabbat Torah are bimeyah, so it's always b'meyah. So if it's bim b'mina, it's b'meyah. If it's bim b'shein b'mina, it's not b'meyah, but it's been a sinas tam. What's sinas tam? Meyah. So it's vayta meyah. So it's all the same thing. So what does the Mishnah make a contrast? The Mishnah says, lema omer kol ha-mechames ha-metaba, when does that din apply? There's a din that truma always needs echod ha-meyah, if it's bim b'mina, and if it's mechames, have a little se'or shal truma shenof le'teich, Isa shal chulin, and it's mechametzit, and it's all mim and minoy. So then it's also even if you have more than meyah, mechametz is a chumer mid rabbanon, that is not bottle. Okay. So it says in the Mishnah, you always need meyah if it's mim and minoy, and sometimes meyah doesn't even help if it's mechametz, and meyah doesn't help. So the Reisha says if it's mim and minoy, you need meyah. But then it says in the Sefer, and if it's Orla Kla Kerem, then you always need Bim B'mino, you need Masayim. But now the Mishnah is concentrating on Truma. Bim B'mino, you're going to need Meyah. But if it's Mim B'shein Amino, if it's Mim B'shein Amino, then you don't need Meyah, then you just need Meyah. No, you need Nesinas Tam. So Nesinas Tam is Meyah. Isn't it a Raya of the Feirish Raya that in the Sefer you don't need Meyah? It's enough with Shishim. That's how the Gemara says, by his argument. The Sefer says, Ketzad, for example, Risham Shinin's Bashalim Hadashim, one is Truma, one is not. Imeshman Benaisin Tam, so it doesn't matter whether you have Meyah, you don't have Meyah, if it's Nesinas Tam, it's also Aimbehem Benaisin Tam, if it's not Nesin Tam, it's irrelevant whether you have Meyah or not, it's going to be Mutter, Femehem Nesinas Tam. So Abaye asks, what do you mean Nesinas Tam? You just said Nesinas Tam is Meyah. So it's a dead giveaway from the mission. Nesinas Tam is B'shishim. And by Mimimina you need Meyah. And for the Gemara, no, it goes on Meyah. So the Gemara would be Meyah. You just said the Reisha is Meyah. The Sefer is Meyah. It's all the same thing. So the Gemara wants to give a Teret. So they say, Mimishein Amina is going to be B'meyah. It means 100 units of heter against the Yisr. It'll be bottle. And in the ratio that you say mim b'mina, you need meyah, that means 101. So the Gemara says, it's ridiculous, there is no such din. Meyah is meyah, it's not meyah liyah. How can you split between the two? Okay. Maybe we'll stop here, and then tomorrow we'll try to continue the Gemara on the base, and the next day, some of the